Hi everyone, I'm Brian Peters, and this is The Science of Social Media, a podcast by Buffer, your weekly sandbox for social media stories, insights, experimentation, and learning.
Welcome to episode number 110. I'm Haley Griffiths, and this week we've got an exciting episode on the docket for you. Tons of interesting things to talk about in the world of social media, including a brand new guide from Facebook on creating videos, the shift to Instagram Stories and Messenger, YouTube, and more.
Usually these news style episodes are filled with things that have already happened on social media, but this week we're looking towards the future and how your brand can stay relevant on social media in the coming weeks and months.
Let's kick off the show.
Facebook is shifting gears with brand advertisers. Well, they are, according to a really interesting article from Digiday. Essentially, after years of trying to sell brands on the Facebook newsfeed, they're changing the pitch to Instagram.
Brand marketers have somewhat cooled off on the newsfeed as an advertising vehicle because they are beginning to see it as little more than a place for less premium direct response ads, said four ad buyers interviewed for the Digiday article. Many big advertisers have noticed that Facebook hasn't been able to make brand budgets work in the newsfeed because of content competition and saturation, and so it's doubling down on its strengths, which is performance.
The Facebook newsfeed's original selling point was about being reach-driven, but as Digiday mentioned, over time, brand advertisers have had growing concerns about the newsfeed being a brand-safe, quote-unquote, environment and whether ads are actually being seen in the feed. So users are pulling back from Facebook in favor of Instagram. According to Merkle, ad spend on Instagram has quadrupled, roughly 177%, while Facebook ad spend has only grown around 40% in Q2 compared to a year ago.
Yeah. And to add to that, Facebook's market value last month dropped by $120 billion, the largest ever corporate loss in history, when it announced that growth would slow. And so with places to show ads in the newsfeed running out, Facebook is looking to their pride and joy, Instagram, to help accelerate growth more quickly.
Facebook executives, with all that is going on, say they are looking to fine-tune their pitch. In short, and I thought this was a really great way to look at the current ad ecosystem, Facebook's newsfeed is being sold as a product for performance advertisers. Instagram, with its short video form and then stories and visual content, is more of a brand building play. And Messenger is for brands interested in customer relationship management, which of course is why we've talked about in the past, is extremely important in today's day and age.
Agreed. And it's a lot of the reason we're putting so much time and investment in building out and enhancing our product, Buffer Reply. We think that customer service, monitoring, and brand management will all be critical pieces of marketing strategies moving forward. But of all the advertising options within the Facebook ecosystem, Stories is the one that Facebook really sees as its next big revenue driver. Stories is now used by 400 million daily active users, according to Instagram. It's just so many users.
I love it. Yeah. And I think the one thing, the most important or interesting part of Stories, besides its incredible growth, is the idea of vertical video, which is still relatively new to so many brands. So demand for the Stories ads product because of vertical video is still low. But I really believe that we will soon be at a point where a good chunk of brands and budgets are using Stories as an ad platform.
Yeah, and one of the things that Instagram's really had going for them is even though their total audience is smaller than Facebook's, their audience is about half, their engagement is super strong. And I think that's in part because it's a highly visual platform where brands are almost forced to create beautiful content. Because if they don't, they won't be able to compete with those that do. And on the Facebook side, as we discussed in episode 109, brands have seen engagement in the newsfeed drop since shifting to prioritizing user interactions over brand content earlier this year.
According to interviews in this Digiday article, Instagram's engagement can be 3 times higher than on Facebook and cheaper to reach, which we've definitely experienced firsthand here at Buffer. For example, Greg Alum, global head of social at Jellyfish, which is an ad agency, found that CPM, or cost per 1,000 reach on Stories, is 4 to 5 times cheaper than Facebook's newsfeed ads. And for marketing software company Kenchoose clients, the average price for Instagram Stories ads seen 1,000 times was $4.70 versus $5.34 for standard Facebook ads. So, you know, at first glance, not a huge difference, but noticeable, especially at scale.
Yeah, and it's pretty clear that Facebook is heavily focused on improving the creative features for Instagram stories. It seems like they're launching a new feature every week over there, which is just so wild. And so for a lot of brands and small businesses, that means working more through influencers and improving their creatives. Creatives being video quality, audience targeting, product ads, and other things like that. Eventually, of course, Instagram hopes to double down on revenue by pointing big ads budgets towards Instagram TV, the next evolution of Instagram stories. So we will keep you posted on how all of that goes here on the show.
Video is an opportunity that keeps growing and it's evolving faster than ever. Vertical, square, landscape, whatever the format, the data shows that people love consuming video content on social media.
Recently, Facebook spoke with some of the top video producers on social media and compiled their latest tips, tricks, and helpful suggestions to move your business forward with video. We thought we'd share a few of our favorites here with you today.
At the very top of the Facebook list of best practices is this idea of delivering personalized experiences at every touch point for your audience with video, which sounds great, right? But what does that actually mean? On the organic side of things, that means investing in brand awareness campaigns. More often than not, people aren't necessarily looking to be sold to. At least they don't think or know they are.
By creating content that's focused on brand awareness, not sales, your business can accomplish a few things. One is that you'll grow engagement and trust. Top of the funnel content is much more likely to be shared by users. By simply getting in front of potential customers on social media, you'll help to increase the chances of actual sales down the road.
Exactly. And I think that's missed quite often. And so that might mean, you know, things like educational type of content, fun, entertaining videos, contests, rewards, and more. In the brand awareness stage, you're focusing on providing informative and valuable interactions with customers. Once you've got your brand awareness campaigns up and running, that's where you can begin to focus your efforts on moving people down the funnel. Retargeting users who have previously viewed and demonstrated interest in your product by visiting certain pages or even adding an item to their cart or watching a certain percentage of your video is a great way to help them along.
Right. And the video content at this stage shouldn't necessarily be sales focused either, though it could be. Aim to give these folks reasons to take the next step by inspiring them to purchase or to learn more. Be sure to be consistent with your brand and your overall narrative. At every part of the customer journey, you should be considering the relationships you are building with your audience. Are they seeing random, conflicting ads from your brand, or are they seeing one cohesive story?
And I know we're all not necessarily used to creating humorous content, but a breakdown of 250 video ads from 22 brands on Facebook found that humorous video content can drive a 70% higher video completion rate than informational videos and cost 60% less than emotional video ads, which I think really goes to show the psychology of people on social media. I feel like when I see a funny ad and, you know, I definitely relate to it a lot more and in turn relate to the business a lot more. Heck, I might even share it with a friend.
Yeah, I've had funny ads passed on to me. Another great tip from Facebook in this study was that you should aim to present your brand within the first 1 to 2 seconds of the video. So typically, you might save your logo or branding until the end of the video, but adjusting the video creative to the first 1 to 2 seconds can help improve brand lift. And make sure to tell your story with visual descriptions, including text overlays at the beginning, which can provide important information and context to viewers. Studies have shown that it helps to increase view time by up to 30%. I know I'm always looking for the videos that have words over top of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Got to have the text. And another part from this study that I found interesting is when they talked about video length. And I don't know why I didn't expect Facebook to say this, but they cited that to capture attention, remember that 6 and 15 seconds are the new digital standards for video. So super short, actionable videos are where it's at in 2018 and, you know, going forward. Shorter videos tend to perform better for capturing newer audiences' attention and can develop brand awareness.
Yes, concise messaging and videos are absolutely the focus these days. We should pretty much assume that the viewer is unaware of the video content starting out, which means you have to give them a reason to stick around. And when measuring the success of your videos, focus on relevancy score. Relevancy determines if your audience is stopping to watch your videos. Whether you're running direct response or branding campaigns, you need the content to be interesting right off the bat.
Yeah, relevancy score is the main thing we look at for all of our advertising content, particularly when it comes to brand awareness. A score of 8, 9, or 10 is a great relevancy score for top of the funnel campaigns. And typically we get scores of 9 or 10 when we boost organic posts or user generated content. So definitely look there. And if you're wondering, more middle or bottom of the funnel is typically in the 4, 5, 6 range for relevancy score. But I think that the organic posts and user-generated content are successful because this type of content is less intrusive compared to produced ads. Users are more likely to engage longer with ads that mimic the other content in their newsfeed.
Oh, totally. Those are the ones that get me all the time. And yeah. I mean, this goes back to truly understanding your audience, right? We're living in a mobile-first generation, and our campaigns should cater to that behavior. For example, people are making on-the-spot decisions via their phones. So does your video reflect that? Consumers are also reading reviews and doing research. Does your video incorporate social proof?
Yes. And I think we forget about social proof all the time, but that's a really great point, Haley. Today, consumers have incredibly high expectations for right here, right now experiences, and they are increasingly making last minute plans. So make sure your brand reflects those behaviors, as Haley mentioned. And speaking of mobile, Facebook recommends to not be afraid of the 3-second rule. Basically, that the first 3 seconds is as long as it takes for people to decide if they'll continue watching your video or not. So try and capture the viewer's attention at the beginning with a strong hook.
And of course, if the theme or atmosphere of your content calls for a longer form video and its performance is delivering high returns, don't be afraid to push the limits of each advertising channel. You should absolutely be experimenting with different types of video, lengths, styles, and format. Each brand is unique and will experience different results based on their audience. So just as a quick recap here for everyone, when you plan, shoot, and produce branded content, start with social media and mobile viewing in mind.
Exactly. Start with mobile and make sure your creative idea can be conveyed in as little as 6 to 15 seconds. Challenge yourself with your creative team to show how the video can get the same message across in a shorter time span. So keep bringing that time down. And lastly, always include captions if your video has dialogue or voiceovers. That'll keep your audience around and watching for longer.
If you're ready to hear more about video, then that's perfect because we stumbled upon some pretty amazing YouTube facts that you just can't miss as a business or brand. But like all platforms, YouTube requires a unique focus. So the best practices for YouTube won't necessarily be the same as they are on Facebook video or Twitter video.
With that, we've got some really awesome YouTube stats for you on how to improve your brand's performance on YouTube. And if you find these interesting, you'll love episode number 95, where we talk about strategies that have helped to grow our channel by more than 59% in 30 days. Anyways, back to the stats. First is the comments are directly related to the ranking of your YouTube videos. The more comments a video has, the higher it typically ranks.
Second, longer videos heavily outperform shorter videos on YouTube. Get this, the average length of videos that rank on the first page is 14 minutes and 50 seconds. And that goes back to YouTube being as much of a search engine as it is a social media channel. User intent is super high, and so they're willing to spend more time watching content to learn.
This next stat is obvious but worth mentioning, and that's that video views have a significant correlation with video rankings. In order to get more views to improve rankings, you have to make sure that you include keywords in your title, meta tags, descriptions, as well as optimize the video for YouTube with things like length, as Haley just talked about, keywords, research, and more. Again, all covered in episode 95 of the show.
Next up is that subscription-driven videos have a reasonably strong correlation with video rankings. In other words, videos that lead to subscriptions rank higher. That's why you always see people asking for a subscribe at the beginning and at the end, maybe even in the middle of their videos. It's a great tactic.
And last but not least, approximately 20% of the people who start to watch your video will leave after the first 10 seconds. And this one does relate to most social media channels. You gotta create killer intros with a solid hook in the first few seconds to keep people around.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Science of Social Media today. The show notes for this episode are now available on the Buffer blog at blog.buffer.com with a complete transcript. If you ever want to get in touch with myself or Brian, we are always here for you on social media. Just use the hashtag BufferPodcast. And you can also send us an email to say hi anytime at hello@buffer.com.
Yes, we would absolutely love to hear from you all. Fun fact, we just surpassed 17,500 weekly listeners here on the show. Big shout out to you all for, well, being awesome. And a huge thank you to everyone leaving iTunes reviews. Wherever you may be tuning in from and reviewing from around the world, you hold a special place in our hearts. Next 2 weeks, we're chatting LinkedIn strategy and content discovery, a few you won't want to miss. Until then, everyone.